haven't forgotten your messages now. We'll get to all of those very shortly. But Kildare County Council is today to sign an 18 million contract for a new library in Newbridge. Let's find out more about what's going on in regards to that, because I'm joined by Minister for Agriculture and Kildare South, Fine Gael TD, Martin Hayden, to tell us the details behind this. Good morning again, Martin. Thanks for joining us. I know this official opening is due to take place in the next 15 minutes. So outline for me what's going on, or what will be going on.
Yes, this morning I have the great honour of turning the sod, along with my colleague, Minister of State Jerry Buttermer, who's Minister of State for Rural Affairs, in the Department of Rural Affairs, for the new state-of-the-art County Archive Centre and Newbridge Library. It really is going to be a phenomenal investment, one of the biggest libraries to be developed, investments this year, and it's going to transform the library services in Newbridge from what was a footprint of a little over 500 square metres to almost 2,500 square metres. This new library is really going to be a fantastic addition to the town for young and old, but also then when you consider the services with the County Archive Centre, genealogy services and beyond, what that can do for tourism for the area, and there's just so many benefits here. It's been a project I've pursued for a long time, along with my colleague, Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer, there in Newbridge. We have been looking to upgrade our library, and we see the fantastic job Kildare County Council has done with the award-winning library in Atai in the Old Dominican Church. More recent years, the development of the library in Naas, and this is definitely Newbridge's turn.
Indeed. Now, we're talking about here the refurbishment and regeneration of the library building, which was originally constructed in 1936. Will the existing building disappear, or is it a case of adding this new super project onto it?
Yeah, so the old county library, which people will recognise when you come over the bridge in Newbridge, going up to town on your left-hand side, right on the corner there, that old Art Deco building is a protected structure from the 1930s, and that was formerly the county library building. So basically that's where the new state-of-the-art library is going, taking in the footprint of where the existing library has been. And that facade will be protected, but it really is going to create that cultural quarter and civic quarter that we've been looking to develop in Newbridge, beside the riverbank, just down from our beautiful town hall, where St Conlon's County Grounds are just in the back of it. It is a part of Newbridge that a lot of investment has been going into, both previously on the urban regeneration funding from government, and now through a grant from the Department of Rural Affairs, as well as Kildare County Council's own resources.
Yeah, 18.18 million. That's a lot of bobs, Martin.
It is. Look, it's very expensive to build anything nowadays, but when you see what we're getting for this, services here for adults, young adults, and children's library services, a county archives repository. When you think of all of the history we have, and how many people come home from abroad trying to trace their family links to Kildare, this will be the location you go to. And as I say, there's a tourism benefit to that as well. Local studies and genealogy centre, public research and reading rooms, exhibition and gallery space, community meeting rooms, very importantly, and flexible cultural and performance spaces. A sensory room, study spaces, digital learning facilities, and enhanced public realm. And using Kildare County Council, using My Open Library, means that for registered members with your card, you'll be able to access this building 365 days of the year from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 p.m. at night. So I suppose the thing that struck me when I listened to your earlier interview there with Rory, we in Kildare have delivered a lot of housing, and people in Newbridge and Kildare Town would feel there has been an awful lot of housing delivered in their area. And what myself and Peggy O'Dwyer and Tracy O'Dwyer, that MD, have reflected upon is that, we know we need to deliver more services for the people who are living in these areas. It's not just about building houses, it's about building and enhancing the community services in those areas. And this is a really significant investment from Kildare County Council. And I'd be very hopeful that around the same time as this, we'll be delivering the new bridge just up the river from this as well, which will be another really positive, significant investment in Newbridge, enhancing people's quality of life and making it a great place.
And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, Martin, but people in Newbridge might say maybe we needed the bridge before we needed the library.
No, they're not in competition with each other.
I know that, but in terms of, and not for a minute, I think this is a fantastic development to do with the library. But you know, the important, if you're talking about the importance of infrastructure, people in their everyday lives would put the necessity for the bridge to alleviate the traffic congestion in Newbridge maybe ahead of the library. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen.
So I take the point, but the fact here is we're turning the sod to start construction. There's a lead-in construction time of about 18 months in this library. When we get to 2028, I expect construction to be well underway on the bridge as well, and we could have in see 2028 being a year where both projects are delivered. But that broader point, like if you are a young family in Newbridge and your children aren't particularly into sport, you know, enhancing other facilities we have through sport capital grants, put in significant investment in sporting facilities, and we have very ambitious plans for a regional sports centre in the Newbridge area as well. But this is the cultural side of things that is really, really important for adults, young adults and children as well.
Indeed it is, 18.18 million, and it'll be the sod being turned at 10 a.m. this morning, and certainly it's a welcome, a very welcome piece of infrastructure to the town, as the bridge will be when it eventually comes. We'll let you go, Martin, because I know the official sod turning is at 10 a.m. Thanks for joining us this morning. Martin Hayden, Minister for Agriculture in Kildare South, Fine Gael TD.